As we are into the 7 o'clock hour, one of the big moves this week, the Texans sign backup quarterback A.J. McCarron to be the guy holding the clipboard behind Deshaun Watson. Some in the building are very excited for this move. Take a listen to this promo that we're running all week about the move, adding A.J. McCarron.
The Texans just got better at the most important position on the field. Quarterback A.J. McCarron is a Houston Texan. Now that ain't a bad backup. Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
And this is leading us to wonder, okay, if McCarron is this much of an upgrade, where exactly does Watson and McCarron, the combination, stack up? Womack.
Womack is what we're going to be known henceforth. Yeah.
Watson and McCarron.
Oh, it's obviously just as good as Foles and Carson Wentz. It's pretty much the exact same thing, carbon copy.
Actually better because, you know, you got four combined championships. Yeah, Carson Wentz might have had five championships on his own and Nick Foles maybe had zero, but the Houston Texans, they're team guys. Three national champions plus one national champion equals four. And four is really greater than five when you think about it.
And no quarterback room in the NFL has two quarterbacks who have won national championships in college like the Texans have right now.
Yeah.
So this leads to the question of, with Watson and McCarron, is this the best quarterback depth chart ever for the Texans? I say no.
You
what was the
no.
best one? I'm going to say back when it would have been when Schaub. For one, I honestly don't know if McCarron's actually better than TJ Yates at this point. As you pointed out, TJ will be telling AJ McCarron that he's better than him because TJ is a coach.
He's playing it out on the ACC all time.
I think he probably is.
I think AJ's going to be telling Yates that he's much better than TJ was.
AJ's going to tell TJ. What are you trying to tell me?
Absolutely.
What are you from North Carolina?
SEC. Alabama, SEC. Here, yeah. He went to the damn ACC like a poor.
The way I'm looking at this, I was going back through Texans history, like the last 12 years or so. For me, for my money, their best quarterback depth chart ever was Schaub Rosenfels. Because at that time, you can easily make the arguments, and I will, that both guys should have been legitimate starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You cannot make that same argument for A.J. McCarron.
Schaub and who?
Rosenfels.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And because Rosenfels had people signing him to at least be an interim or patchwork starter, where nobody did that yet for A.J. McCarron. It is a different time in the NFL right now, though, too. This is probably the most complete the NFL has been in terms of teams that aren't desperate for a quarterback. So maybe A.J. McCarron, you know, if you transplant him to 4 years ago, if you were able to become a free agent like immediately after his rookie season with the Bengals, where he got a bunch of playing time, somebody would have taken a chance on him. And look, the Browns tried to trade for him just last year, and it didn't work out. So it's not like people aren't willing to look at him as a potential starter, but it's got to be in the right circumstance. So Schaub, who I don't look at as good as Deshaun Watson. I mean, if Deshaun were playing in Gary Kubiak's system, Deshaun would be crushing it.
Yes.
So I don't look at Schaub as good as Deshaun Watson, certainly not the upside. But I'd also look at Sage Rosenfels as better than A.J. McCarron. This is a tough one for me. I got to go with Deshaun Watson on this one.
Hold on one second. You don't view Sage as better than A.J. McCarron?
No, I don't view McCarron as better than Sage.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Okay.
I'm saying the starter, I'll take the current one. The backup, I won't take this current one.
Yeah.
But because Deshaun trumps everything else, I'll say that we can go through any starting quarterback backup combo since the Texans have been in existence, and I don't think you find a better one than this. Other than, let's see, Jake Delhomme. Was Jake Delhomme signed after Schaub got hurt?
Yeah, I think so.
Super Bowl quarterback, Jake Delhomme. They also had Jeff Garcia.
They did.
But TJ was the starter.
But they were really, at that point, just signing anybody who had thrown a football.
They had a national champion quarterback that season, and Matt Leinart, Trophy winner. I mean, actually, when you really think about it, in 2011, all the names that they went through, are you ever going to do better than that kind of brand?
Can you ever translate that amount of college success to that much professional?
Well, I mean, Jake Delhomme, good NFL quarterback for like 2 years randomly.
Yeah,
Jeff Garcia was a quarterback.
No, yeah. I know, but like not like while they were here. Oh, okay, as far as NFL success.
I'm talking resumes here. You know what? Like, let's be honest. The Texans have had issues at quarterback for a long period of time, and I know there are some people that look fondly back on the days of old Sage. Sage Rosenfels, and before his Rosencoptering, some people think that he was a very, very high-quality backup. I'd be lying if I were to say that I could definitively say yes or no on that front. I will say that the Rosencopter is still the funniest thing that I can remember.
Enough of everybody acting like the Rosencopter was like just this. It was a spectacular fumble. That's all it was. But it wasn't like
a fumble return for a touchdown afterwards. No one remembers that. It was a touchdown.
But everybody acts like Rosenfels like was defined by that one play.
He didn't
do anything good as a backup quarterback.
Died in that moment.
We're discussing this question. Now that the Texans signed A.J. McCarron, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Friday, does A.J. McCarron now give the Texans their best quarterback depth chart ever? I say no, because I give that honor to Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfels, because Rosenfels, to me, was one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL from 07 to 09, whereas McCarron doesn't have that kind of resume. That's where I'm at on this. Now, on some other contenders, Vandy, who will be in here in the 8 o'clock hour, he and I were texting last night, and he threw out the 2011 Matt Schaub, even before the other guys I brought in that we were talking about, he threw out the Matt Schaub, Matt Leinart, TJ Yates trio as possibly the best quarterback depth chart they've had.
Say it again.
Matt Schaub, Matt Leinart, TJ Yates.
Okay.
Schaub, Leinart, Yates.
That's the only time you've had three guys that you feel good about.
Yes.
Did I ever feel good about Matt Leinart?
Well, there was a brief moment in time where when Matt Schaub went down, there was a thought of like, all right, Matt Leinart's former Heisman Trophy winner, a guy who had a legendary college career. This was his moment. This was his opportunity, and he got hurt.
All right, you know what? I take it back. I take it back because I'm going to say Schaub and Rosenfels were clear and bona fide starting caliber players, where right now you still don't have two clear and bona fide starting caliber players. Like, because A.J. McCarron simply isn't that yet. He hasn't proven himself up over enough time.
Yes.
There's something there, and nobody knows what it is, but you just haven't proven it yet. I refuse. I absolutely 100% flat out refuse to get somehow excited about, like, a backup quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles weren't excited about having a good... Jonesy, were you walking in last year, like, gloating about, like, yeah, that's us. We're the cock of the walk. We've got the best 1-2 punch at quarterback in the league. It's a bad thing if you have a group. It's almost like the better it is, the worse it is. Because that all it means is that your starting quarterback isn't good enough to completely put out any fears about your backup quarterback taking him over.
I have another suggestion as well. Texans' best quarterback depth chart ever. 2015, Hoyer, Mallett, and Savage. At least they had some viable options in a situation they were searching for a quarterback.
What were the viable options?
Hoyer, Mallett, Savage.
Where were the viable options?
Hoyer, Mallett, Savage.
Why were Mallett or and I like
Mallett
Tom Savage?
Mallett had pop. Mike Mayock told me that, Seth. Stop being mean to Ryan Mallett.
The general manager of the Raiders spent 30 minutes talking to Bill Belichick, and all of a sudden Ryan Mallett was like was pro ready.
Two first round picks.
Worth a second round pick for sure. I reject that wholeheartedly too. Because Ryan Mallett wasn't I guess Ryan Mallett in some respects was the same as A.J. McCarron. He didn't have as much experience, but there was intrigue there, and he thought it might work. But I've never heard reports of A.J. McCarron having off the field issues or like an inability to set an alarm clock the way I've heard about Ryan Mallett.
Fair enough. Okay, so to put a bow on this, for me, best quarterback depth chart ever for the Texans: Matt Schaub, Sage Rosenfels. Seth goes with Deshaun Watson, A.J. McCarron.
I'm going with Schaub, Leinart, Yates, Garcia, Delhomme.
Okay.
I'm bringing back fond memories to my first show ever at Sports Radio 610, which was before that Texans-Jaguars game where Matt Leinart was supposed to start. I was doing the show with Norm Miller, and I just remember saying, this hot tub, bro, is going to be your starting quarterback tomorrow. You're screwed, Houston, which really endeared me to the listeners on my first day.
How did Norm take it?
Norm was laughing hysterically the whole time. Norm liked me from the start. I miss Norm.
You know what? Leinart's in kind of a small group of dudes that have gone from kind of doughy, nondescript-looking teenagers to heartthrobs as adults. And I would include in that Tom Brady, because you look at pictures of him in high school, kind of like a doughy, pudgy dude. Wouldn't have thought
Lanky.
He was that good an athlete or anything. Turns into a chiseled adult. Chandler Parsons. You look at pictures of Chandler Parsons from college even. He was like kind of a zitty, pimply dude. Not doughy necessarily. But then he turned into a guy that girls totally love. And then we'll say Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart's probably done the most with the least.
The most with the least?
Yeah. He was a doughy kid too.
Okay.
But as far as like actual playing ability, like he turned
Yeah.
If he hadn't played at USC, he wouldn't have that same appeal, but he got all the press coverage and whatnot.
I accept that. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Friday.
I'm glad you accept it. Thank you. I was terrified you were going to shut me down.
Seth, I reject it.
You sit here and just completely just don't even recognize what I'm saying.
No, I recognize.
Let's get back to the fourth string quarterbacks. It's much more interesting.
Back it on up.
This is like it's vital, crucial stuff.
Seth has made the point so far today that after the Colts signed Justin Houston, the former defensive end pass rusher for the Chiefs, the Colts have had a better offseason than the Texans have. Paul, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it already had happened, right?
Already? Before this move?
I mean, neither team had really done anything. What was it that the Texans had done that you're going to say, oh, yeah, Bradley Roby, 1 year, $10 million, woohoo! Or Tayshaun Gibson, the tight end whisperer, oh, yeah. Like, nothing. The Colts could sit back idly and do not much because of what they did last year. You know,
which is mostly what they had done.
Neither team had done anything to kind of advance further than they were last year.
They're both in the same spot until what the Colts did, I think, yesterday.
So it's reason for concern. I'm not terrified specifically of Justin Houston, but it does concern me that, wow, all right, the Colts were already good and they were already a better team than the Texans. And now they've made a smart free agency move, which is, Justin Houston's an older guy. He's not as productive as he was at his peak. The last contract he got with the Chiefs was he had a little bit of a letdown in performance, but he's still a very good football player. And you're bringing in a 30-year-old edge pass rusher who can produce and perform for you on a 2-year contract. That's perfect. That's exactly what you want to do. Versus the Texans, they brought in one guy who's a bona fide starter at safety to replace another guy who was a bona fide starter at safety. Different types of guys. But then they replace Kareem Jackson with a guy who's a complete wild card. Like, you have... In some respects, I look at Bradley Roby almost like Chantrell Henderson, where I don't know, I don't feel I can depend on either of them. For Chantrell Henderson, it's for injury reasons. For Bradley Roby, I know on his good days he could end up being really good. And I know that when he's playing alongside two all-pro caliber cornerbacks like he was 2 years ago in Denver, he can be really good. But as we saw last year in Denver, he certainly doesn't make a defensive meeting room better or a defense better all by himself. He had a huge letdown when he was supposed to be the guy.